Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Love you, FanDuel. Prince of Parlay.
Yeah, it has moved because FanDuel is at 7.5. ESPN bet 7.5. But DraftKings 8.5. And so like some lines are still shopping in between.
We are going to get some of your reaction on this, though. 216-474-0092. Because I'm not going to this game thinking the worst thing yet. It's still so early in the season. And the things that are why you lost bigly to Baltimore were self-inflicted. And those are things that you control in this game. But listen, on the offensive side, you mentioned the right tackle situation.
Yeah.
Tucker Kraft's are going to be their leading receiver going into this game. He's banged up, and who knows if he's going to play. Even if he plays, who knows how great he can be in this. They're also missing Jaden Reed as well. So you're already down, but potentially, two of their best pass catchers. Josh Jacobs has been good but not great this year. And Jordan Love has a little bit of that, boom or bust to him, even now in his career, that if the front four can do their job on Sunday, that could be an equalizer that maybe brings out one or two of those turnovers that you need.
And I think they should. Obvious statement for 500, Alex, but Myles Garrett should be able to go up against and move all the way across that offensive line and be able to get after him at will. But you mentioned some things about the Ravens game that if it just doesn't happen, maybe it looks a little bit better than it did. How about you don't start two of their four second half drives on the Cleveland's 5 and the Cleveland's 36?
Yeah. Yep.
You know, it's like little things like that you, in many ways, the Browns just gave themselves no chance and shot themselves in the foot. And so if you just play a more proper game in that respect, you're going to be in a much better spot.
Do you think they can play a cleaner football game?
I don't think
you can play uglier than you did last week.
And that's kind of the upside there, right? Is like that was as ugly as it gets against one of the best teams in the entire league. And really up until starts of the fourth quarter, it was a 10-point game still. Like again, the fourth quarter got away from you, and Baltimore had an added emphasis on trying to embarrass whatever team it was, whether it was the Browns or whether it was the Toon Squad. They were going to go ahead and run up the score. But the point is, yes, the Browns can play a clean game. I know they can play a clean game. It starts with Flacco, but you gotta be able to pull that off if you have a chance against Green Bay.
216-474-0092. Rob in a car. Are you accepting the Browns' fate on Sunday, or are you giving them a real chance to make this game competitive and maybe do more than just that?
Hey, Nick. I first of all, I'd like to back up a minute and give you kudos because last year, you said that the team would go exactly how Deshaun Watson went, and you were exactly 100% right. He sucked, they sucked, the season sucked. Now, that said, what I saw last week was, the team shot itself in the foot, but guys that, like, on a team that's going to scuffle this year, you can't drop the ball. Like, Flacco had nothing to do with losing that game. He didn't get good protection. He doesn't move all that well. He is what he is. But if he hits Jerry Jeudy for $20 million a year, right in the stomach with the ball, Judy has to catch that ball. And I don't have any confidence that he's going to be consistent, because he's never been consistent. And same thing with some of the other guys. That touchdown that Baltimore scored where the guy was in the end zone totally covered, blanketed, and he still made the catch. That's the difference between super skilled players wanting to win the game at all costs and doing what it takes, and Jerry Jeudy dropping the ball is what's typical of every Cleveland team. I looked it up. We've had 5 winning seasons since 1989, guys.
Sounds
5.
About right.
I mean, I want to be a fan of football in the worst way. I grew up in the 70s and 80s with that team. I want to love the Browns. I do. But, I mean, five seasons of just being above 500. You could say there were 2 more seasons where they went even. So you got 7 seasons where they were at least 500 in
Rob?
36 years. And so I don't know, Nick. I mean, could they win? Sure they could. I mean, I could get hit by lightning right now in my car on a sunny day. It could happen.
Don't have that happen, Rob.
Yeah, that would be bad for your health.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks a lot, guys, for doing what you do. I appreciate it. I listen to you all the time. And, what can I say? Go Browns. Oh. I'm mental.
I think you're good. I don't think you're mental, Rob, and we thank you, buddy. I think
might spend too much time on profootballreference.com.
I think you are correct in feeling the way you're feeling, but it's interesting. Like I do put it on Flacco last week because the Wiggins interception. The fumble. Okay, he didn't protect the ball with a fumble.
I mean, you can't play worse than he did.
But the Wiggins interception to this day, I mean, that's the lesser Joe Flacco showing up. And listen, the funny thing is, all of this is right. Rob is right saying that Jerry's got to stop dropping the ball. Cedric Tillman also got hit right in the breadbasket on a great throw by Joe Flacco in the second half. That was a 1st-and-10 throw that would have advanced you by, I think, it was 13 or 14 yards. Like, it's those simple completions that then unlock the next level of the offense you're trying to go for. But I think people want to make it, oh, it's this, it's that. Guys, it's all of it. You're not running the ball well enough. You're not blocking well enough. You're not catching the ball well enough. You're certainly not throwing the ball consistently well enough from Joe's side of things.
Please, before you get me to change my mind about this Packers game, can you stop talking?
What?
You got one more for me?
And the head coach is trying to do something antithetical to what the quarterback's good at.
We're trying to have a positive Friday over here. I'm trying to get myself excited, jacked up, ready to go, and you're not helping here.
Let me spin it. I think I can pull the turn here. But all of those things are fixable. Right? That's the thing. Like, you don't have to have most of that go right. You just have to stop having everything go wrong on offense. I think it starts with a run game. I think if Quinshon can be a bell cow back this week.
Which stinks, because Green Bay's run defense is phenomenal.
Yes.
But it's a bad week to try to start that conversation, only because they are so good.
But Quinshon and the offensive line, if all of them can have a B or better game, I think that's going to open up some things on offense for you. Because the number one thing is, with Joe, and this is where I do give Joe the pass.
Okay.
You got to stop with these third and forevers. I mean, and you didn't have a lot of third and 15s because of penalties, but you had some third and 10s, right? Some third and 8s. And that, when you put a no-risky, no-bisky quarterback in that, and then all of a sudden he's got to get on the move because he's not getting protected, that is the scenario where all of a sudden bad Joe Flacco shows up out of nowhere.
You're also really not getting many explosive plays either out of the run game, which is something that... So like I've been thinking a lot about the Chiefs lately, because the Chiefs have... everyone's like, oh, why are they struggling so much? And like Mahomes is starting to throw the ball deep, but it's not translating the same way. And it's like, well, look at it for a second. Pacheco and Kareem Hunt have one 10-yard or longer run this entire season. They're not really doing anything. And then people are like, okay, well, all right, so yeah, so that makes sense. They have no run game. It's all right, well, how many How many 10-yard runs do the Browns have this year?
Yeah.
You got one. I looked it up. You got one.
Was it last week with Quinshon?
Yeah, you got one. Exactly. Okay. And so it's funny how when you're trying to put the parameters on some of these players and some of the expectations, it's like we have, as of right now through 2 weeks, one of the worst run games in the NFL, and it should only get better with each passing week because Quinshon's going to get more and more comfortable with this offense. He's going to be able to be more of himself and not the guy that had, 2 days of practice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Practice to try to fit in this team?
216-474-0092. So the question here is, do you see a path to victory or a path to competitiveness on Sunday? And that's one thing I want to reiterate again. I don't think being competitive on Sunday is a moral victory, right? Moral victory to me is a sliding scale based off what you're expected to do. The Browns are not expected to win a lot of games. Vegas said 5.5 wins. I guarantee you if we went to see the updated win total, I'm going to say they've shaved probably a win off that already, given that they're 0-2 and that they've got Green Bay this week. So there weren't high expectations for this team. Moral victories are crap when you're supposed to be a Super Bowl team like Green Bay. But being competitive is not a moral victory for this team. It's the goal. And then if you can be competitive enough, you hope you can build to winning. That's where we are. And so the moral victory stuff that I've heard today does kind of, it kind of starts to get at me. It's like, guys, we shouldn't expect them to win until they win. Now let's just go be competitive.
I'm not asking for much. Here's what I'm asking for. I'm getting ready to have a second child on Monday. I'm hoping that on Sunday, as my wife is having us get the room together and have all the different baby stuff. And
she decides to push it to Tuesday for my birthday.
There's things I have to do and accomplish before Monday, okay? But when I have a Browns game on, I get a Peter Wynn pass of my own. Where
nice.
I just get to focus in on the game. Hey, daddy's at work. He's got to do some things, right? But sometimes my wife will look up and be like, hey, so this score... This is not a real football game. She knows just enough to know to look up at the screen and be like, this one's 41-14. There's nothing you're going to talk about that happens this moment on. I need help now. I need on Sunday to be able to have an entire game uninterrupted. I get to sit on my couch and not have to worry about anything, okay? And if she looks up at the screen and it's 41-14 and I got no argument against it, I lose in that scenario.
It sounds like...
Give me competitive, Browns.
It might sound... Like I'm trying to translate this here. It sounds like you're a little afraid of a woman that's 9 months pregnant.
As I should be. As I rightly should be.
Yes, you should.
Because really, when this stage, she gets anything she wants.
Yep.
Like she says jump, I have to say how high. She says she wants me to go get some ice cream for her. Guess who's going to get some ice cream for her, right?
Certainly not for
the
yourself.
The only window I have, Nick, is if the Browns are on. But she's learned, the Browns aren't competitive. I got no retort. I got no response. Browns got to make this game competitive. Come on.
Ron in Shaker Heights, welcome to the show. Are you accepting the Browns' fate on Sunday, or do you expect a close game?
My man, Nicky Dove, JP, and Matt Robinson on the board. Yes. Hey, what's going on, guys? John Fanta is probably in the studio somewhere, too. He's always lurking around there.
Yeah, you just never know where Fanta is. He'll pop out of cupboard sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. John's actually my Irish cousin, believe it or not. His uncle was my priest.
I thought it was like an Eskimo brother situation. I wasn't really sure what you
Irish
were
cousins.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
But yes, Nick, I mean, you, as you always do, you're surgical with it. You nailed it. If the Browns play a clean game, believe it or not, don't think I'm crazy. Don't think I'm seeing UFOs. But if the Browns play a clean game, they can beat almost anybody in this league. I mean, their defense is elite. Do you remember when Bill Belichick used to put like Deion Branch in the slot? That's the only thing this defense is missing. We got to get rid of Harden, and Harden?
Yeah, Miles Harden.
Got to get rid of Harden and Mitchell. Ronnie Hickman's been disappointing me lately too. But if they can kind of get a little more creative with those three slots, the Browns can beat anybody. Judkins, like you said, to be our bell cow. Flacco not turning the ball over. Think about it. Everything that they've done this year that have shot themselves in the foot are things that have been going on for the last 26 years since we've been back. Special teams, the defensive lapses from Harden and Mitchell, DeJuan Jones, I don't know what's going on over there. I mean, but besides that, if they play a clean game, they can beat anybody, man. They can beat anybody, JP.
Ron,
I mean, they can.
Ron, we got a boogie, buddy, but we appreciate
you. Thank you, Ron.
216-474-0092. I really like when people say nice things about me.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that doesn't.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Does anybody
find them?
Does people get tired of that?
I believe it's called the internet. Oh, you were talking about people saying nice things about me. Yeah,
that never gets old.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, there are some people who are very modest. I'm just not one of them. Are you accepting the Browns' fate on Sunday, or do you see a path to victory? 216-474-0092. We got more to come in the Browns game. Sam Bruckhaus coming up. Sumer Sports at 3. But the internet says it. It might not be true. But they do say this about the Browns. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.